News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
High costs, long waiting times and the threat of COVID-19. These are just some of the reasons that Irish people appear to be seeking obesity surgery abroad. One Turkish health tourism agency reports a 220% increase in inquiries from Ireland in the last year alone. And Professor Helen Heenahan, Professor of Surgery at St Vincent's Hospital and Consultant Bariatric Surgeon, joins us now. Helen, are you deeply concerned about this, I suppose, trend towards people travelling abroad for what is major surgery?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, and the increase in volume that the Turkish clinic reports is certainly reflected in the number of patients returning home with problems where they have to present urgently to either our service here at St Vincent's University Hospital or to other hospitals around the country with complications from surgery. So certainly it's a concern given the volumes that we've seen over the last 18 months. We've probably seen over a fivefold increase in presentations with complications after surgery.
Okay.
In the last 18 months alone.
You can understand to some extent why people are travelling with because of the long waiting lists, I suppose, chiefly here awaiting surgery. Can anything be done about that that might prevent them from travelling, you know, by way of expanding capacity? Is that on the cards?
Absolutely, Ciara. Like, that's the solution. I mean, this surgery is proven to be very effective and it's very safe when performed in high volume centres with multidisciplinary team input. And that's what we need to provide here in a more timely fashion for patients. So I can only apologise on behalf of our service that we can't accommodate people in a more timely fashion. We should be able to do that, but we're underfunded and under-resourced to be able to see people in a timely manner. This service should be available across the country for patients in a timely fashion and where people have support from a multidisciplinary team. The success of this surgery isn't in the operation itself. It's in patients being well-selected, well-prepared by a multidisciplinary team, and more importantly, well-followed up afterwards by the multidisciplinary team and with support from primary care as well. And neither service, neither primary care nor us, are resourced to do that at the minute. But there is a planned expansion of our service that's been supported by the Department of Health and the HSE, but the money hasn't been delivered.
Okay.
So we should be doing, they want us to do more than 12 times the volume we're currently doing, and that wouldn't even bring us in line with the lowest number of, or with the countries in Europe performing the lowest volumes of this surgery. They've agreed on a number of 1,200 cases per year that we should be doing nationally. And we're so far from that at the moment. Okay. And we can't do that unless we get appropriate programmatic
funding.
Can
I ask you a last question? What would you advise somebody who is, and we've spoken to people on the programme before, who are, you know, very heavy, 40 stone, I think we spoke to one man at one point who wanted surgery. What would you advise somebody to wait and have it done here? You can see why, you know, what advice would you give somebody considering travelling is what I'm asking you.
Of course, I would want everybody to stay in our service because I can guarantee them quality of care. I can guarantee them they'll be well prepared, well selected and well followed up, and they'll get quality surgery in a high volume centre. So I would want everybody to stay here and have it done with us. But what I would say, if people are going to travel abroad because they know the surgery is effective and they've researched it well, that they do talk to a clinician about it, they talk to their GP or somebody else to get their advice and support. It's very difficult for patients to research the credentials of a clinic abroad. So, you know, and they need to have a contingency plan for what they're going to do if they have problems.
Absolutely.
Afterwards.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Helen Heenahan, Professor of Bariatric Surgery at St Vincent Hospital.